poll, Joe Biden's net approval among independents 19 points lower than Donald Trump's at same point in presidency. By Wendell Hasebo on April 14, 2022. President Joe Biden's net approval rating among independents is 19 points lower than former President Donald Trump's at the same point in their respective presidencies. Trump held a 39-50% approval rating among independents, or a net difference of minus 11 during the spring of 2018. According to an overall devastating Quinnipiac poll for Biden, his approval rating among independents is 26-56%, or a net difference of minus 30. Therefore, Biden's net approval rating among independents is 19 points less than Trump's, 11-30. Trump's approval rating among the general electorate, compared to Biden's, again at the same point in their respective presidencies, is a net 10 points greater. Trump's April 2018 approval rating was 41-52%, or minus 11 points. Biden's April approval rating is 33-54%, or minus 21 points. Thus, Trump has an overall net positive difference of 10 percentage points. Biden's terrible approval rating comes as his administration is dealing with many crises. In February, Russia invaded Ukraine after Biden's sanctions did not prevent the invasion. Meanwhile, Biden has not reduced 40-year high inflation, secured the border, reduced fentanyl overdoses, increased energy independence to reduce gas prices from all-time highs, stopped weekly wages from shrinking, increased supply chain channels, or admitted the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal was a deep embarrassment to the nation. Instead, Biden has blamed the crises on others. Biden blamed 40-year high inflation and record-high gas prices on Putin's price hike, though the evidence says otherwise. As a result, weekly wages have not kept up with the cost of living, which has only been exacerbated by supply chain woes. Biden has also spent more time defending Ukraine's border than the U.S. southern border, where fentanyl has become the greatest killer among 18 to 45-year-olds. None of these crises were growing during Trump's presidency. Instead, Biden was securing the southern border to keep fentanyl out. Gas prices were very low after peace was negotiated in the Middle East. Trump involved the U.S. in no new wars, nor did he embarrass the nation by conducting a deadly withdrawal that killed 14 troops. Moreover, Trump's strengths brought greater peace to the world, causing gas prices to remain low while he built up American energy independence. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.